This is Friday night, October the 6th, 1967. I have spent a day on the job. I'm a bit concerned that I'm not getting much volume out of my recorder, and I don't quite know what this means. I'm going to speak a little bit louder. Maybe I've been holding the microphone too close to my face, but I don't think so. At any rate, I'm not getting as much pep out of it as I think I should, and do a recording on the trip to Tuiwa. There was. This is Saturday night, the 7th of October, 1967. I've had a rather delightful day, frankly. I told you a little bit about it in the letter, but I'm going to touch on it now. One reason I want to check out my recorder again. It's almost 7 o'clock. In fact, it's about 20 minutes off 7. And I have an appointment at 7 o'clock, so I'm going to deal with today rather than Tuiwa. I called on the Vo family this morning to deliver the letters from Han. The youngest girl met me. I was a little bit interested in the way she handled this. She showed me in. They normally keep the front door locked, and I understand why here in Vietnam. She showed me in through gestures, told me to take a chair. I did, and about 3 or 4 minutes later, Mr. Vo, actually, I shouldn't call him Mr. Vo. I should call him Mr. Cook. Vo Din Cook, C-U-C. Ong Cook came in about 3 or 4 minutes with his white cap on and his medical jacket on. Perhaps I've told you that I think that he's more than a medical administrator here. I think he is more of a male nurse and a medical administrator and almost a pinch-hit doctor. At any rate, I realized that I was taking him off the job, so I didn't stay long. I left the letters with him and dismissed myself. Then I came back and decided to walk on down the street to 200 Votan, see if I could meet the people that Mr. Hong had told me about. Mr. Mum, M-U-M, he told me, is his good friend and has been helping him raise funds for the daycare center in Benoit. And he had suggested that I go down to see Mr. Mum, get acquainted sometime. I asked him what time, and he told me between 1 and 3 o'clock would be a good time since the children would be there and could talk English, could interpret for their father. Well, even though it was 10 o'clock when I got back, I was enjoying the walk, so I decided I'd just keep walking. I walked down past the church, which is only a short block, and the Mum home are the second and third apartments down there. I saw that the number 200 came, and then the number 198, though they're increasing that direction, and there was a doorbell under 198, and I didn't quite know what to do. There were some men in the front yard, and I looked up to 200, pointed toward 200, and shook my head no and pointed toward the bell under 198 and sort of gave them an open hand saying, what do I do? And one of them nodded to a fellow who was there with them, and he came right over, and he said, I live here. And this turned out to be the second son of Ong Mum. His name is Khan, K-H-A-N-H. Khan invited me to come inside, which I did. He took me, it's almost as if we were visiting in Garvis and Willamay's place in Snyder. He took me from one apartment to the other by going back and swinging around the back way and coming into the front part. We had tea. We talked a while. I told him who I was. He introduced himself, and then we visited. He showed me a picture of his family. Explained a little about them, and then while I was having my tea, he asked me if I could come back at 7 o'clock tonight and meet the family. So I am heading that way in another 5 minutes or so. On the way home, I crossed the street, stayed on the side of the street next to the church, which means I was coming down the left side of the street, coming back this way. And as I approached the sidewalk, I met this old-timer, this old gentleman, who seemed, he looked at me, which is a little bit unusual here. Vietnamese normally don't look at you exactly in the face. I saw that he was interested, and I looked over at him and said, Chowang, and he said, in a rather halting way, he said, good morning. I went over and said, Tintoy La Chung Ta Joe Tarple. And he was a little surprised and hesitant, but continued to look at me and to smile rather kindly, looked very kind. And I said, Tanong La Yi, which means what's your name? Name, mister, is what? And he told me then that his name is Hin. And almost immediately, he took a piece of paper out of his pocket with his pen and wrote his name on it, all three names, Pham, P-H-A-M, Pham Van Hin. And he said, teacher, and then he wrote pension. So I realized that he's a retired teacher. And we've continued to visit just a little while. After we talked just a little while right here on the street, mainly writing notes and attempting to communicate, and frequently we were looking one another in the face and trying to be sure that we understood, I was finding him very interesting, very warm, very kind. Then he attempted to say that he wanted me to come to his home. He didn't know how. And he said, he wrote, I invite you to come to my house. And I accepted. I told him, yes, that I'd be pleased to come to his home and to visit with him. He told me, again, mainly through writing and partially through talking, that he wanted to learn to speak English. And then he wrote on his paper that I want to read newspapers. I found this a rather unusual comment, that he wanted to read newspapers in English. We walked past the church. In fact, we were within a half block of the crossroads out in front of the cross streets out in front of the apartment building. When we came there, we turned left, and I knew he had already given me his address, that he lived close by. We walked past there, and as we were going in front of the entryway to the church, the big Catholic church, he pointed over toward it, and he inquired if I were Catholic. He didn't say Catholic. He never did use the word. I told him no, that I was a Protestant. And then I said, are you Catholic? And he said, yes. As we walked by the entry to the church, he took his hat off, just as if he were tipping to his hat to an acquaintance, and then put it back on. I couldn't help but notice this. We went,